highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you seem better days.
Who knows the story of this song?
Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah.
Right? That's as far as I go.
Oh. Was he really singing it about the Carefree Highway?
You know who asked that? Was Daryl and Carlo when he first started on air in Phoenix 10 years ago. He's like, was that? I was driving around. I found Carefree Highway. Is this it? But I'm going to say that's a big no. Gordon Lightfoot was Canadian. He was, all the songs are about way north. I don't know that he ever made it on Arizona's little Carefree Highway.
Man, I don't know. So road traveling and traveling, the history of the roads, the history of automobile touring. We're here with Dr. David Dean, assistant professor from Grand Canyon University, and joined this morning by his research intern, Miss Victoria Alanis. Victoria, thanks for coming in and helping Dr. Dean research the topic.
Well, thank you for having us.
And what got you to Grand Canyon?
It was far enough for me and close enough for my mom.
So what?
The story of many a college student.
So where's home?
El Paso, Texas.
Okay. Well, El Paso to Phoenix can be kind of a boring drive.
Yeah, you see a lot of the thing billboards and you're kind of curious, but then you realize it's maybe not as good as it is advertised.
But you're going to stop next time you drive by it, aren't you?
Probably.
Next time you are.
I mean,
yeah.
Definitely. It sounds promising.
And you'll let us know it's there now, right?
Right. Okay. A current.
Well, Miss Victoria, thanks so much for helping put these notes together. The history of roads, you know, a lot of times people, I'm always amazed at the engineering involved in building some of these roads. And I was sharing that with actually a transportation engineer. We were on an airplane together, and we just got to talking about it. And he was familiar with Beeline Highway and, you know, how that was built and the collapse of Beeline Highway about 8 or 9 years ago, approaching the Slate Creek downgrade mm-hmm. that rippled and that whole slide came down. And then that sinkhole up by Page that occurred just about 3 or 4 years ago. Well, anyway, me and this engineer are talking. I'm just saying, you know, I took surveying for like several semesters in college, and I'm always wondering how you guys visualize where you're going to take the next turn and how you're going to accomplish the next grade. And he says, well, it's a lot easier than you're making it. He says, we just follow the deer trails.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're just trying to find water, trying to get from A to B, follow as everybody else goes, right?
Man, isn't that the truth? And boy, you can see that in a lot of places throughout Arizona. So we were talking about the staycation a minute ago. You can only register to win it at Rosie on the House. You go to the website, click on staycation. We pick a winner every single month. And our last winner
went to the Holiday Inn Express in Williams, Williams is considered the gateway to the Grand Canyon. So if you go stay there, you can do some hiking. You can maybe do a helicopter tour of the canyon or a rafting trip down. It's a good jump-off point.
And you can do an eating tour of old Route 66 restaurants all through that town.
I bet you Roger Naylor has some of those listed in his burgers and boots.
I bet he does.
You know, last week we had Robert Steve of Arizona Highways on. We talked all about the trails. This week we're talking about all the roads. I mean, we have no shortage of partners that'll put
the
you up as
you're
that,
on. Before that, we had Sue Black on from Arizona State Parks and Trails.
And speaking of, I have 3 sets of 2 tickets each, free passes to the state parks. It's good to the end of the year. So if you want to text us at 411-923, we'll pick 3 winners out of those texts to get the little book that tells you all the state parks, and then you can submit to win the staycation, and off on your way, you can go see the thing, or you can go to state park. Have a good time on us.
Tour of the great state of Arizona. We are going to see. I had occasion to be up in the White Mountains last week, 2 weekends ago. And it is as green right now on that loop between Pine Top and Springerville and Sholo. It is as green there now, and the grass is as tall, and the sunflowers and the lupine. It is absolutely fabulous.
And that was the featured destination in Explore Arizona section.
Today, yeah.
This morning, they have 5 different little trips to take here and there from Lake Mary to, McNary.
Yeah.
McNary to Big Lake or Erie to Pine Top. It's
And I'll tell you, one of the horrible events was the Wall of Fire. 500,000 acres burned up, but it's all virtually, I'd say 60% of what I've seen of it is coming back, and it's all in aspens. So we're going to be treated the next 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 years to some of the most beautiful fall color, expanded exponentially, than we've ever seen in the White Mountains. And it's going to be beautiful.
We're going to have to – do you have a favorite of those five trails? I know I was kind of putting you on the spot.
Well, you know, it's changed since the Wall of Fire, but Halsey Lake and Terry Flat was absolutely one of the most – it wasn't a big loop, but that – in my mind, Terry Flat on Escadilla Peak was probably one of the most beautiful mountain meadows in all of Arizona. And unfortunately, the Wall of Fire took it to ashes.
And if it's a meadow, that's probably one of the first things that comes back.
It's starting to.
Yeah.
Starting to.
Replenish with whatever, what is it, the mineral that comes up. We'll ask Jay in the gardening hour, but there's something in the breakdown of the Wall of Fire that just refertilizes the soil.
I believe that's the nitrogen.
I think so too, but... I'm going to wait for Jay to get technical.
Dr. David Dean, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on the history of roadways, road touring, and automobile camping.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me back.
All right, man.